Chicago Bears great Gail Sayers has died at age 77. Sayers was known as the Kansas Comet, a dragonfly of a running back who quickly broke out for the Jayhawks.
They go all the way, the 30, 35, 40. He's all the way, the 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Gail Sayers!
After an All-American career at the University of Kansas, Sayers joined the Chicago Bears in 1965, and his rookie year was one for the books. In just one game against the San Francisco 49ers, he scored 6 touchdowns.
You can see him breaking away from that tackler. And watch the moves here. The quick move of Gail Sayers. He's off 85 yards for a touchdown.
And another touchdown, and another. With those 6 touchdowns, Sayers tied an NFL record. But his performance that day was no anomaly. Sayers had an unmatched ability to pick apart defenses like a surgeon.
Give me 18 inches of daylight. That's all I need.
In just 7 seasons, Sayers made 4 Pro Bowl teams and was voted All-Pro 5 times.
He also became known for something else, his heart. He grew close with his teammate, Brian Piccolo, who was fighting cancer. Sayers' account of their friendship was the inspiration for the classic sports film Brian Song. Billy Dee Williams played Sayers in the film and delivered a line first uttered by Sayers himself when he won the NFL's Most Courageous Player Award and said he would give it to Piccolo.
I love Brian Piccolo, and I'd like all of you to love him too. And tonight, hit your knees. Please ask God to love him.
It's a moment that captures Sayers' depth, a wildly talented athlete who would go to great lengths for the people he loved.
Gail Sayers' career was cut short by injuries, but not long after retiring, he became the youngest player ever inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Its president announced his death this morning.